This morning we're visiting with Congressman David Young. Congressman, thank you for your time. I know you're busy.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, coming up here very, very quickly. In fact, later on today, on Friday, and then coming up on Monday, on February 12th, there are going to be a couple of Veterans Care Fairs that are sponsored by your office. Can you tell folks why these are important?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that we are honoring and thanking our veterans every day, and also making sure that they know that we appreciate them. And one way to do that is to make sure that they know about all the services and benefits that are available to them, and to make sure that they have access to these. So we're going to have Veterans Affairs folks from the state and federal level at our Veterans Care Fairs, you know, folks who are maybe didn't get their military medals or certain benefits, or they want to look at a disability rating or looking for their service records. They can meet with officials there and work on that. There's going to be a lot of private sector and nonprofit veteran service organizations there as well, who offer so many different programs and services. And so we're going to do this in Des Moines Friday, February 9th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Iowa Center for Higher Education Activity Center, and that's right there on 2280 Bell Avenue on the south side of Des Moines. And then on Monday, February 12th, we'll be in Council Bluffs from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Iowa Western Community College in the Canesville Arena, 2700 College Road in Council Bluffs.
Very good. Is there anything, are there any materials that folks should bring with them?
Well, I think it's always helpful if you know, folks have any kind of, first of all, any kind of general identification. And if you're trying to put the puzzle together on some of your service records and make sure that whatever Veterans Affairs officials are there from the state or federal level, where they can have access to a little bit of background about when you served, how you served, and where, that can always be helpful as well if you're trying to uncover some clues of your service and look at some disability rating issues, benefits. It's always helpful. More is better. And also bring some family along, too, because it's very important that families show the support as well and realize how they can benefit as well. Particularly, I think about some of the GI Bill benefits regarding education for the family.
Well, it's kind of like a doctor's visit. Two pair of ears sometimes are better than one.
Yeah, but on this one, we'll have some coffee and donuts, so how about that?
Very good. Is this in response to anything, feedback that you've gotten from constituents here in the district?
You know, we get a lot of phone calls in our Creston, our Council Bluffs, and Des Moines offices when it comes to casework. Veterans call a lot and are looking for to ensure that they're getting the benefits they deserve, you know, inquiring about disability ratings, trying to get service records. And we just said, hey, let's just do a one-stop shop on both ends of the 3rd District. And we've been doing that since I got into Congress. And it's been very successful. And just by, you know, really spreading the word of mouth, it's gotten around to the veteran service organizations and veterans, and we've got great turnout, and we're always learning new things. So when veterans come, they inquire about, well, are you addressing this in your veterans care fairs, or have you thought about this? And we take those ideas and we build on them. And so it's also just a great time to recognize our veterans, everything they've done for us. And being from Van Meter, where the Iowa Veterans Cemetery is, it's just that it's just special to me to have that cemetery in Van Meter and do what I can on the ground and in Washington, D.C., in Congress for our veterans.
Oh, absolutely. Now, can I ask you real quick, because some of our veterans are getting up there in years and maybe need some assistance. If they can't maybe physically be there, can they send surrogates? If they have caretakers that are primarily looking after their affairs, can they come on their behalf?
You bet. They should be sending any kind of family that they can, or friends. And if they can't do that as well, just hop on our website at young.house.gov and give us a call, and we'll be glad to hook up with them on the phone and work with them in any way that is convenient to them. And young.house.gov is our website.
Very good. This sounds like an important project to you.
It's important to me. It should be important to everybody to make sure that we show our veterans how much we love them. And realizing every day that the freedoms that we are given are given by God, but defended by our military and preserved by our veterans as well.
Very good. Thank you so much, Congressman. Appreciate your time and appreciate your interest in helping these folks.
Thank you very much.